This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. My name is Pearl Phillip, Editor-in-Chief of Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, and the Immigrants Journal. And I have the pleasure and honor of interviewing our State Attorney General of New York, the Honorable Letitia James. Welcome. So good to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So, Ms. James, you are known for holding power accountable, standing up for the vulnerable, and fighting to make New York a fairer and more just place. You have many firsts and accolades, including just being named to Time's 100 Most Influential People for 2022. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, as you seek re-election, what can New Yorkers expect from you?
So we still have ongoing work to do. It's really critically important that we continue to stand up to powerful interests on behalf of the vulnerable, that we continue our ongoing investigations that we have pending, investigations into the Trump administration, Trump company, to the NRA. We still are looking at a number of developers and landlords who unfortunately have preyed upon low-income individuals and vulnerable communities. We still have to address the issue of the scourge of opioids, which has devastated communities all throughout the state of New York, as well as throughout the country. We also have to focus on vaping, making sure that our children are protected. And last but not least, we've got to stand up against hate. As you know, we are investigating social media companies as a result of horrific incidents that happened in Buffalo in the state of New York. And my thoughts and my prayers go out to all of those who have lost their life as a result of the carnage in Buffalo, in Uvalde, and most recently, just yesterday in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, so you have your work cut out for you, and we definitely need you in office to continue doing the good work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So since 2018, over 20 homeowners have been defrauded, according to an article by the city, which our office collaborated on. To date, they have not received justice. And we know that your office encourages persons to report any consumer fraud to the bureau nearest to them. However, this issue is still continuing in our community without retribution for the victims. How does your office handle such matters? What is the process to get an investigation going by your office?
So we've been investigating deed theft, which is happening in my beloved Brooklyn, all throughout central Brooklyn. Before the pandemic, as you know, we did some outreach. We went door to door. We will do it again in person. We've got pending cases in Brooklyn. We've got one in Manhattan, and we have some in Queens. And we are seeking to reverse these illegal and fraudulent transfer of deeds. If anyone has any specific cases or complaints, they should reach out to our office at 1-800-771-7755. Again, 1-800-771-7755. Please reach out to our office so that we can investigate the alleged wrongdoing and see whether or not we can get justice for the individuals who follow you and or who know of instances of deed theft. We also know that we were instrumental in trying to reform the lien sale in New York City. And we do know that there were some challenges and with respect to the lien sale in New York City, and we are continuing to make sure that New York City gets it right. It was a priority of mine when I was a member of the city council, as the public advocate, now as the attorney general, and also It is also a priority of mine to focus on bad landlords, individuals who fail to take care of their properties, individuals who violate the laws, and who unfortunately allow individuals to live in conditions which affect their health and their safety. Those types of cases, please report them to my office so that we can take actions against these bad landlords, because it's really critically important that they maintain their property and they do not jeopardize the health and well-being of its tenants. And that includes, but is not limited to, children. Any lead violations, any conditions, code violations, maintenance violations, please, please call our office, 1-800-771-7755.
Okay, thank you. You know that public safety is a top priority for all New Yorkers. With the recent surge of violence, shootings in the subway and Buffalo, what are your plans to address gun violence at the state level?
Thank you for that question. It's so critically important. As of today, the Office of Attorney General, we have removed over 3,000 guns off of the streets of New York State. We've engaged and sponsored a number of gun buybacks with local authorities all throughout the state of New York, and we're going to continue to do that. So if there's any organizations, houses of faith, community-based organizations that would join with us, we will do gun buybacks, offering money and or iPads to individuals who basically surrender their guns with no questions asked. Two, as you know, the state legislature, to their credit, created a statute which allows us to seek to file actions against gun manufacturers and gun distributors. The federal government, unfortunately, because they're in the pockets of the gun lobby, basically have provided immunity to gun manufacturers and gun distributors. But here in New York, the state legislature has allowed me to pursue a case, a nuisance case, against gun manufacturers and gun distributors. So stay tuned, and we'll have more to report on that. We are also working with other attorney generals, again, to address the flow of guns that come into the state of New York along I-95, which is the Iron Pipeline. And so we're continuing to work with other attorney generals from other jurisdictions to stop the flow of guns that come up from the South, from states with lax gun laws, and unfortunately cause carnage and death on the streets of New York City and New York State. We also have an Office of Criminal Task Force, Organized Crime Task Force, which works with law enforcement, both in the city and across the state, as we engage in takedowns of individuals who engage in gun and drug smuggling here in the state of New York. We've been very successful, again, in recovering and removing guns off of the streets of New York. We will go to all ends to address gun violence, and we will continue to work with all law enforcement officers, sharing data and working with them to stop the scourge of gun violence on the streets of New York City, because it is one of the worst things as a public official is to attend the funeral of an individual who is the victim of gun violence. And I'm hoping that the United States Congress decides to step up and do something. Prayers alone will not do. It's time that they do something, that they close the loopholes, that they extend the age for individuals to get the AR-15s, these guns of death. It's time that they provide background checks. It's time that they prevent individuals who suffer from mental illness and individuals who have been convicted of domestic violence from getting guns. There needs to be a red flag law passed in this country. And I'm hoping and praying that this task force that has been formed, this bipartisan task force, gets it right and stands up on behalf of children as opposed to defending the rights of the gun lobby.
I totally agree. So we know that New York is home to one of the biggest immigrant populations. We know that you, along with the Brooklyn District Attorney, stood up for immigrants and sued ICE to keep them out of the courtrooms. What other ways are you fighting for all New Yorkers, regardless of immigration status, to ensure the right to safety, services, and an equitable workplace?
Well, first, let me just say we're seeing an increase in hate, particularly against the immigrant community. And it's important that individuals understand that if you are a victim of hate, that you must come forward, that no one will ask you about your immigration status. That is really critically important, that our priority is to keep you safe and to ensure that your rights are being protected. Two, as you know, under the former administration, the Trump administration, we continue to stand up for immigrants, defending public charge, removing the citizenship question off of the census, removing ICE from our courtrooms, defending DACA, which was absolutely really critically important, and making sure that individuals' rights, the rights of immigrants, were protected. And we will continue to do that. We saw during COVID, during this pandemic, there were individuals who were preying upon immigrants, and we took actions as well. Individuals who were holding themselves out as attorneys when in fact they were nothing more than notary publics. So it's important that individuals understand that the Office of Attorney General is here to serve, regardless of your immigration status. We do not ask that question. The only thing that we ask is how can we serve you and how can we get justice for you and your family?
Okay, so Ms. James, we know that civil rights are always an issue concern for communities of color. Voting rights have been under attack. We've seen the new redistricting and now the right to choose is hanging by a thread. Women are rising to the occasion in politics at different levels. As a woman and state attorney general, what are your plans to ensure equality and justice for the next generation?
So we saw the release of the brief opinion on Roe versus Wade, and obviously all of us are concerned. We're all concerned because we recognize that this is going to have an impact on women of color, low-income women of color, and immigrants in particular. And we know that what we are seeing is as a result of states that are cracking down on the woman's right to choose, on their equal protection in states all across this country, that more and more women and more individuals who have become pregnant are coming to New York to seek abortions. Because we know that a ban will not stop abortions. A ban will only stop safe abortions. And it's important that individuals stand up. We cannot allow us to go backwards to a time when individuals had to go into dark places to get abortions and they died. We know that this decision will disproportionately affect low-income women and women of color. And that's why we've got to stand up and demand that our rights are protected. And we've got to vote, 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 and vote in progressive individuals and individuals who stand up for a woman's right to choose, because our economy will be affected and impacted if half of the nation will have to leave their work because they are carrying an unwanted pregnancy. And this is a difficult decision for a countless number of Americans, but particularly here in the state of New York. I want everyone to know that the right to a safe abortion is in our law. We are hoping and praying that it will be enshrined in our Constitution. We will protect a woman's right to choose, or an individual's right to carry, a woman's individual's right to be pregnant at any point in time here in the state of New York. And if anyone from any of the 26 states that if they overturn Roe versus Wade, 26 states will restrict the right to choose in this nation. I want them to know that New York is here with open arms, and we will be providing funding to abortion providers to assist individuals in those states, assist them with housing, with childcare, and with transportation costs to come to New York to seek an abortion. That's what we will do, because we will be responsive to the needs of individuals, particularly individuals who recognize that their rights are protected here in the state of New York. We also know that we've got to stand up for the right to vote, which is being trampled upon as well. And we will protect the right to vote. As the Attorney General, I will join with other states and we will file briefs in support of the right to choose. We will continue to challenge any restrictions or barriers to the fundamental and sacred right to choose, which is key to a functioning democracy. And I will do all that I can in my power to defend that right and to not allow anyone to subvert that right, the right to vote and the right to privacy, the right to have an abortion, because they're inextricably tied to one another. This is nothing more than an attempt to turn back the clock of progress for women and people of color. And that's why we have to come out and vote in New York, on all across this nation, and recognize that the power for change in this nation lies in our hands.
So the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted all New Yorkers. However, communities of color have been devastated and impacted the most, from being on the front line as essential workers, the nursing home tragedy, facing economic hardship, foreclosures, and fraudulent schemes. What actions have your office taken to protect minorities, and can you discuss measures for the immediate future?
So we have gone after bad actors who have preyed upon immigrants, who preyed upon low-income individuals during this pandemic, individuals who have sold all types of lotions and potions and cures to COVID, which have all been false. We've tried to take them all down. Individuals who have preyed upon senior citizens and some of our seniors, which is really critically important, and individuals who have been offering all types of legal assistance, particularly to immigrants, knowing that they were not attorneys who can practice law in the state of New York. We have taken action against them. We have taken action against some businesses that have raised the price of food and essential products in the state of New York. They've engaged in price gouging, and we were successful in working with the state legislature to pass laws to expand our power to go after those who would engage in price gouging for essential products. And last but not least, working with labor, we were critical in standing up on behalf of essential workers and those individuals who were forced to go to work when, in fact, the law protected their right to sick leave and to remain at home with their family.
Okay, so you've had many successes as state attorney general. Which case has touched you the most that you've been most proud of, and why?
I think the most impactful case is when we were able to work on deed theft, particularly in Brooklyn, in Canarsie and East Flatbush and parts of Bedford-Stuyvesant, going door to door with volunteers who took time out of their busy schedules to do outreach and to reach out to vulnerable residents, particularly senior citizens. That was a time that I will always, always remember. It's when we as a community come together and think about others before we think about ourselves. That is what is so great about the Office of Attorney General and what's so great about New Yorkers in general.
Okay, so Ms. James, at every level, every election that you run for, we've endorsed you. We think you're such a great person, a formidable candidate, and you are doing a hell of a job. Primary elections are June the 28th, and although you don't have a challenger, I'm happy to see that people are smart enough to know not to challenge you. Are you supporting any candidates?
I'm supporting a number of candidates, but right now I'm focusing on my work. And so I just want to thank you for allowing me to say a few words. Thank you for this interview. Let us continue to do great work. And please, please, please have your listeners reach out to my office if, in fact, they have any issues and or complaints. We are here to serve. And no one in this office will ever, ever ask anyone about their immigration status. Our job is to serve and to stand up on behalf of New Yorkers in the name of sweet justice. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to having you back again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.